moon river wider than 8 miles.
And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. Coming up this Sunday, January 11th at 7 p.m., the Shreveport House Concert Series welcomes Shreveport native Victoria Williams back to the stage. And joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios are Alan Dyson and Carl Hastings to give us a little preview of this concert coming up. Alan and Carl, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
So let's first of all go back into the day. Can you give us a little backgrounder for those who don't know Victoria Williams? I know that's few and far between, but there's always somebody out there new, and we'd like to give them a little background about Victoria's career and the songs that she's written and her particular style in specific.
Well, I mean, I think she's one of the most original voices in Americana music, and she's from Shreveport, and in the late 80s, I believe, she moved to Joshua Tree, California. And then in 92, she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And a lot of her friends in the music industry, including Eddie Vedder and a lot of other artists in that genre, from Lou Reed, I think, to Lucinda Williams, held a benefit for her called Sweet Relief. And that created the Sweet Relief Foundation, which has gone on in the ensuing years to help musicians struggling with medical bills. A lot of them don't have insurance. And so that has not only benefited her when it first happened, but it continues to be a positive force in the music business because, you know, a lot of musicians are struggling. So, yeah. And, you know, her most known songs, at least to me, are Crazy Mary, which I believe Pearl Jam covered on that, mm-hmm. that album, and You Are Loved, and Century Plant. I mean, she's just a great songwriter, very unique, and with a really unique voice and take on the world.
Yeah. And she had originally, I believe, I think it was T-Bone Burnett, she had worked with him back in the day on another project. That's how she kind of got filtered in to the music business. So if T-Bone Burnett kind of recognizes your talent, you kind of step up and say, well, maybe something's going on there, because anybody who knows his career knows that just about everything he lays his hands on is spectacular, from, you know, movies like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, you know, and his arrangements of music on that are wonderful. So she has a very unique style. How would you, I mean, you both probably have slightly different takes on how she writes and her approach to music from your, you know, because everybody's got their own individual perspective. So give me kind of your flavor on her music, your perspective on how she writes and where she's coming from.
Well, I would have to say, you know, if I think about her music, there's a textural quality to it. And I know that's kind of an abstract sort of thing, but her voice has a real interesting sort of character to it,
mm-hmm.
And I think of it as a texture. Then there's the vivid imagery that she gives you. Like, I think of the song "Crazy Mary" in particular, where there's, you know, she strings together these images that really describe an event. And it hits you kind of in a kinetic sort of way. I mean, it's sort of emotionally kinetic somehow. The way she strings the phrases together really hits you, and it puts you there. It's one of those magical things that some artists are able to do, and she can do it.
She can, you know, come up with titles like Periwinkle Sky, which, you know, just the term periwinkle, you know, immediately, you know, conjures up images, and then you connect that with sky, and then you wonder where the song's going to go, and then mm-hmm. you find out where Victoria, you know, where her heart and soul is in the music. Some of my favorites have been like Cashmere Corn over the years. She did a song called Hitchhiker, I believe, on Live from Toronto, which is a fascinating song. And she had also played with another group. She's Peter Case, I think, was her original producer for a lot of her early albums. And then she went on and connected with Mark Olson, who had been with the Jayhawks and performed with the original Harmony Ridge Creek Dippers back in the 90s. And that's actually how I came. I don't know whether I had gotten the album at the radio station or whether I saw it in a catalog or something, but just the term original Harmony Ridge Creek Dippers, I had to buy the album just to find, you know, and that's a funny thing, but you know, just to find out, well, okay, who are these folks and what are they about? And I remember her voice on that and the harmonies that they were actually creating. And so, you know, it's funny, you know, those descriptive phrases can really, you know, draw you in sometimes to explore something that maybe you might not have otherwise explored. So
I think that's the foundation that she has, though. I mean, the name you just recited is full of character.
Mm-hmm.
And she's full of character, too. Her performances are, you know, it's like a character that right. is... that you're getting to experience. And, you know, the House Concert Series is something where you get the most intimate experience possible with an artist. I mean, you're literally, the room is 25 feet deep mm-hmm. from the stage to the other side of the room, and then we spread out sort of in the round sort of thing. So no one has a bad seat, and there's no blender in the background, no television right. in the background. I mean, this is a listening experience, and yeah. this is the kind of encounter I think that people are craving with artists today.
Yeah. It's a chance to almost go back to the pre-recorded era where the only music you heard was either in the honky-tonk, in the church, or in somebody's home, mm-hmm. or something like that. And those home settings were really where a lot of great music that still is handed down today originated.
I think it's a perfect venue for someone like Victoria because she her personality is so strong and it's so a part of her music that I think you just get the real Victoria Williams experience right. when you have an intimate situation like that. So I think it's perfect for her. And if anybody has not seen her, they need to make it on the 11th to see this.
Seems to strip away all the veneer of the big show and get you down to a bunch of people getting together and enjoying a musical evening in a real setting. And I've recorded tons of, I would almost rather record a house concert sometimes than necessarily a big stage production, only because you do get that intimate interplay. I've got a Jack Williams concert
oh, yeah.
from years ago that I still cherish and a number of others over the years. So you've got other concerts coming up. Can you tell mm-hmm. us a little bit about the background of the Shreveport House Concert for
sure.
you know, people moving in, people in the outlying areas who might say, you know, a trek over to Shreveport would be a great idea for some real cool musical experiences.
Yeah, some people say it's the best kept guarded secret we've got around here. You know, it's a dedicated listening environment. It's the only one we really have around here. It's an intimate studio. We only have room for 120. And we've been doing it for 10 years. A group of us as volunteers just started doing this. Dana McCommon at the time was with Fairfield Studios, and he kind of facilitated letting us use that space. And over the years, we've had people like Daryl Scott, Gary mm-hmm. Nicholson. Last year, we had a guy named Steve Poltz, who was just one of the most lively entertainers I've ever seen. Claim to fame, I guess you'd say, is that he was part of Jewel's band along okay. with Brady Blade.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of a heck of an experience. So we've tried to do these things about once a month. Last year we did it about twice a month. And last year also we became a nonprofit organization. So the idea is, and in the process of doing this, we've been archiving all this material. And we're hoping to get it edited. And one of the reasons we became a nonprofit was so that we could edit that, raise funds to edit that,
mm-hmm.
and create a viable archive that could be broadcast.
And I'm looking forward to it.
And me too.
That's one of my, things is I've got access to concerts from all over the country, including my own personal archives. But what I get here from Shreveport, I want more of, because there's some such great musicians that come through here and that live here. And I think it's just, you know, a rich environment that unfortunately not everybody always knows about, because there's so much else going on that you really got to kind of wave your flag high stand steady in order to get noticed sometimes, you know.
That's true.
What else, though? I mean, if you were going to share something else to really entice folks to come out and experience Victoria who hadn't experienced her before. Most of our listeners probably are already, yep, I'll mark that on my calendar. But we want to get some new listeners out there. Tell us what it is that you think they should know to draw them out.
Well, I mean, I just think she's one of the most original artists in the Americana genre. She is a lot more maybe critically acclaimed than she is commercially acclaimed in the last few years. I love watching on YouTube. She has a thing, it's Emmylou Harris and Victoria mm-hmm. Williams doing a all-star tribute to Graham Parsons.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just, when you see her in that with, you know, Emmylou and Jim Lauderdale, and you see the respect that she has in the industry, for Emmylou to be mm-hmm. hugging you and bringing you on board, that tells you something right there. I mean, if you like any of those artists, you know, Rodney Crowell and that genre, she's really highly respected and regarded in there.
And for a lot of folks, these are the names you see under the songs of the big name artists, but these are the talents that write those lyrics. Now, you know, Emmylou Harris does write her own music, but she also draws on a lot of great songwriters because a great song is a great song. You're just putting your voice to it and your own take to it, and that's I think Victoria's strength. I was doing a little research on her, and so I found this quote from Paste magazine, who lists her as on their top 100 living songwriters list, and they go on to say, you know, Louisiana-born Victoria Williams' music paints impressionistic personal portraits of nature and the spiritual and common folk, like the song Crazy Mary. Her songs, as distinctive as her high vibrato, dip heavily into the musical palette of country, folk, rock, gospel, and jazz. So she's definitely a child of the 60s in every sense of the word.
And she's also a child of where we are.
Right,
you know, this little
area
architect
of the world,
sort of cradle of whatever it is. I mean, there's so many people that have come from here, you know, and you go down to Tipitina's and downtown and you see the big portraits of the people that are up there. Well, she's one of them, and there's a reason for that.
Yep, so.
And according to where she is now, too, in Joshua Tree, I mean, a lot of her music and lyrics relate to the country she's in, like Century Plant, one of her pretty well-known songs. I mean, you know, she really reflects her environment.
Yeah, definitely so. Well, any final thoughts you'd like to share with the listeners?
You know, you need to make it to a house concert, a Shreveport House concert series, because it is one of the best musical experiences you can have. If you like the singer-songwriter type of style, and you're interested in an intimate experience where you can ask the questions you want to the artist and let and, you know, hear the stories that they have behind their songs, and it's a relaxed and informal sort of environment, and you'll enjoy it.
It's like sitting in a living room with friends,
right?
Listening to great music. So,
and if I've got the time, I'd like to just really say a word to say thank you.
Yes.
And Red River Radio, and you know, Kermit and Renee and everybody out here, for all that you do for the cultural community here.
Well,
it's amazing.
It would be
job.
Quite a desert without you guys.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I must say. So, Alan and Carl, thanks so much for joining
thank
me.
Thank you for doing
thank
this.
Thank you, Bill.
That was Alan Dyson and Carl Hastings. They're with the Shreveport House Concert Series, and they are here to talk with me in our Knoll Foundation studios today about Victoria Williams. She's going to be performing this Sunday, January 11th at 7 p.m. in Studio 1508. That's at 1508 Fairfield Avenue right here in Shreveport. If you'd like more information, you can visit them online at shreveporthouseconcert.org, or you can call them at 318-670-3567. That's 318-670-3567. Let's go out with a little Periwinkle Sky by Victoria Williams here. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett.